Mining production is down for a sixth consecutive month. Production contracted 1.5% year on year in April, and the largest negative contributor was gold. That's with production there shrinking close to 20%. Its 19th straight monthly fall. Gold miner Pan African Resources is one of the players in that space, and CEO Cobus Lewis joins us as we take a look at how the company's navigating this very tricky landscape and tough environment, I guess. Thanks so much, Cobus, for joining us in studio this evening. So we've had today's mining production numbers come through, and of course that contraction not impressing at all. It isn't easy. It hasn't been easy being a miner, let alone a gold miner, for the longest while, even if something like gold prices are supportive as they are right now.
Yes, I think we only really recently seen an uptick in the gold price again. So I have to say, the prices in rand terms that we're seeing at the moment, we haven't seen for a long time, since 2016. So it's close to all-time highs in rand terms. But, I mean, it doesn't detract from the issues that we face in the industry. And, you know, we can spend a lot of time discussing those. You know, the fact that we've seen massive power increases this year and then next year. For many of the producers, power is a substantial input cost. We've seen wage increases in excess of inflation now for as long as we can remember. Our mines are getting deeper, they're getting more difficult. So it's to be expected to some extent.
Absolutely. I want to drill down into some of those pressure points, because you highlight the erratic energy, but then cost of energy as well. How are you as a player mitigating against that risk?
Sure. So we've also been through some hard times in the last couple of years. So much so that at the end of middle of last year, we had to actually close down our Evander large-scale underground operation. We had to retrench 1,800 people at the same time. So that was a very hard time for us. Mm-hmm. It also coincided with a fairly low rand gold price on the back of, I think, euphoria after President Ramaphosa was elected principally. So yes, I mean, we've restructured our business. Unfortunately, we've also brought into production a very low-cost tailings retreatment plant we call Elikhulu. That's also on the Evander site. So of the 1,800 people we retrenched, we were actually able to re-employ a number of those. And that's a long life asset. It's currently, remaining life would be about 12 years. Yeah. It's also ultra low cost. So we're producing at circa $600 per ounce versus the prevailing gold price of, let's say, $1,300. So, I mean, we've restructured our business in order to be able to be globally competitive, I believe, much lower cost. So that's the one side of our business. The other side is Barberton. Yeah. You know, Barberton is one of the oldest mines, and not only in South Africa, in the world. It's been going for 130 years.
Absolutely. So that's some of the levers you've been pulling, and, you know, where you talk about labor instability and cost to consider as well. Mm. How much of a risk factor in your books?
Well, from our perspective, certainly on a tailings plant like Elikhulu, labor is a fairly low input cost. It's only about 10%. But yes, across the if you want to say the gold mining space in South Africa, labour is very significant. It generally comprises more than 50% of your total input cost. So it's important that labour is productive, that labour sort of works with management. And I think the recent Sibanye strike, which lasted for more than 6 months, is an example of where a serious damage is done not only to the company but to all stakeholders and to the economy.
Absolutely. That was an isolated incident. Do you think that communication is becoming better between the miners, the government and labor, those three key parties involved in this entire equation?
Well, to be honest, I think there's still a lot of work to be done. I think the recent changes in legislation, or let's say upcoming changes as far as what we call the strike ballot, where there's actually a requirement from an employee perspective to have an anonymous vote on a strike, is an important step in the right direction.
Okay.
But I do think there's been good moves from the government. However, there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Key question at the end of the day, is deep level mining still viable in South Africa?
Well, I think we need to accept that over time, as we've been seeing, deep level mining will continue to decline.
Okay.
Now, I mean, that's not to say that it can't be profitable. There are a number of profitable operations, but we need to look to do things differently. And again, our tailings plant is an example where we're actually turning an old historic liability, an environmental liability, into profits and cash flows.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Cobus. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Cobus Lewis is CEO of Pan African Resources.